A common question new French bulldog parents ask is whether they should purchase pet insurance. It is a significant expense, so it is understandable that people would question whether it is worth the cost. I debated about whether to purchase pet insurance myself, thinking I could simply deposit the same amount monthly I pay the insurance company into a savings account in case an emergency came up. However, after doing the math, this did not make sense to me. You see, my insurance for all three Frenchies is $122.27 per month. If I deposited this amount into a saving account every month for a year, this would only total $1,467.24. What if I needed a surgery that costs $4,000? I would still need to come up with $2,532.76. Let us take this a little further and say I end up needing three surgeries at $3,000 each for a total of $9,000. In this scenario, I would end up needing another $7,532.76. If I had insurance with 80% coverage and a $250 deductible, instead of paying $7,532.76, I would only have to pay $2,050. $2,050 out of pocket is tremendously more palatable than $7,532.76. I encourage you to come up with scenarios and play with the numbers to see what makes sense for you and your Frenchies. I chose to get insurance and I am happy with this choice. While our Frenchies can be couch potatoes, they can also be very active, which could end up in accidents. We all hear about Frenchies needing surgery often, so having insurance gives me peace of mind knowing that most of the costs would be covered. The next step after deciding to purchase pet insurance is deciding which insurance company to choose. It can take a lot of effort researching insurance companies, so I took the time to get quotes from the most recommended pet insurance companies out there. I wanted the quotes to be as comparable as possible, so all the quotes are for a one-year-old, female French bulldog. While reviewing these quotes, keep in mind that insurance will be less expensive for younger dogs and conversely more expensive for older dogs. Additionally, most of these insurance companies give discounts for having multiple dogs insured through them. Nationwide Pet Insurance. The monthly cost for Nationwide Pet Insurance is $76.97, assuming you choose a $250 deductible, a $10,000 maximum annual payout, and 70% reimbursement. If you choose a 90% reimbursement, the monthly fee increases to $96.22. For most of the plans, I chose an 80% reimbursement to keep the quotes comparable. However, Nationwide did not have an 80% reimbursement option, so I selected the 70% option. Nationwide does have cheaper plans which do not cover hereditary and congenital conditions. I chose this plan to keep it comparable with the quotes I obtained from the other insurance companies. Healthy Paws Pet Insurance. The monthly cost for Healthy Paws Pet Insurance is $89.89, assuming you choose a $200 deductible and an 80% reimbursement. Healthy Paws did not have a $250 deductible choice, which I chose for the other plans, so I went with a $200 deductible. This plan has an unlimited payout. Pet Plan Pet Insurance. The monthly cost for Pet Plan Pet Insurance is $72.12, assuming you choose a $250 deductible, $15,000 maximum annual payout, and 80% reimbursement. Trupanion Pet Insurance. The monthly cost for Trupanion Pet Insurance is $112.68, assuming you choose the 80% reimbursement option. This may seem like a high monthly fee. However, there are no deductibles with this plan and there is no maximum annual payout, so no matter what, you would only pay 20% of the costs. This could be beneficial if you run into exceptionally large veterinary bills. Pets Best Insurance. The monthly cost for Pets Best Insurance is $32.07, assuming you choose a $250 deductible and 80% reimbursement. This plan also has an unlimited annual payout. Of all the insurance companies I am covering in this post, this one has the most mixed reviews, but because the cost was so low, I wanted to include it here. Embrace Pet Insurance. The monthly cost for Embrace Pet Insurance is $63.10, assuming you choose a $300 deductible, $10,000 maximum annual payout, and 80% reimbursement. Embrace did not have an option for a $250 deductible, so I choose the $300 deductible option. As with all these plans, you could choose higher deductibles to obtain a lower monthly rate. For example, If you choose the $500 deductible with Embrace, your monthly fee will decrease to $51.86. Embrace Pet Insurance is the insurance company I chose, and I chose them because they are who my vet recommended. I did some research, and while they are not the cheapest, they are reasonable, and the fact that they are vet recommended sealed the deal for me. I have had this insurance for 2 years now and have made several claims, all of which have been paid. They have an app that makes submitting claims easy. Click here to get your quote today. I chose to review the plans above because I have seen many positive reviews for these insurance companies. Please note these quotes were in Florida and prices differ by state. I hope this post aids in your search for the perfect pet insurance plan. If you wish to discuss this topic further or if you have any suggestions, feel free to leave a reply below. Introducing Chewy Pharmacy, free shipping on pet meds.